Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Australian Government's Ionospheric Prediction Service, Department of Meteorology in Sydney, here in New South Wales, indicates that solar activity has still remained at a rather low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 86, that's 86, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 29, that's 29. So those figures indicate that propagation on the higher frequency bands above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable in the immediate future over long distances. But frequencies above 14 megahertz on daylight transmission paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. Here in Melbourne, we're continuing to observe good reception in our pre-sunrise period on the 9 megahertz and 12 megahertz bands. This is a summary of notable frequency occupancies heard between 1800 and 1830 recently. It's dominated by short, that is, darkness path propagation from Europe, the Middle East, Africa and Asia. 9310, the Voice of America with the DIWA radio program from the Udorn transmitting site, relay station in Thailand, broadcasting in Pashto. And China Radio International on 9450 from the transmitting site at Kashi with programs to Africa in Hausa. And 9680, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service in Riyadh with its programs in Turkish. And 9740, the Korean Broadcasting System from Kimjae in South Korea with programs in Korean. 9775, Radio Romania International in German, broadcasting to Europe. And 9830, Deutsche Welle, programs in Hausa from the Sao Tome relay station. And 9950, the broadcasting service of the Iranian broadcasting station in German to signing off at 1820. And 9940, Swaziland, Transworld Radio Africa from Manzini, broadcasting in African dialects. Even the 25 metre band, quite a number of signals have been audible, and these include the following. 11615, Wolverton in England, broadcasting a program known as Hello Darfur, broadcasting in Sudanese to Africa. And 11695, China Radio International from the CERIC relay station in Albania, broadcasting in French. And 11875, the BBC from the Wolverton relay station in England, transmitting in French also. And 11945, NHK Radio Japan, using the real air Isudun in France for its programs in Spanish to Europe. And 11955, Adventist World Radio from the relay station in Austria at Moosbrunn, programs in Arabic. And 11975, Radio Romania International with programs in Romanian. And 12005, station known as Radio Fardar, broadcasting from the Wolford and Relay transmitting site in England with broadcasts in Persian. It actually signs off just on 1800. And 12025, All India Radio from Delhi with its programs in Malayalam. And 12150, The Voice of America from Diwa, or having the Diwa radio service from the Germany transmitting site at Nauen in the Pashto language. So quite a number of interesting signals there, notable frequency occupancies between 1800 and 1830 in the 31 and 25 metre bands as monitored here in Melbourne recently. Now some monitoring news from our monitors in Europe. They move into the winter period and some interesting observations have come to hand. First of all, Armenia. Test broadcasts continue from the Armenian Public Radio on 9410. That's at Yerevan. Between 0620 and 0655 using 9410. And that's with 300 kilowatts and 192 degrees to Western Asia in broadcasting in Kurdish. And Transworld Radio India broadcasting from the Yerevan relay station noted in Europe on 12055 between 1245 and 1300 to Southern Asia in Mathili, it's Mondays to Fridays, and 1415 to 1445 to Southern Asia in Sindhi on Mondays to Fridays, and that's at frequencies from Yerevan with 300 kilowatts, 100 degrees antenna. And the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran noted on 9650 between 1500 and 1600. This is the daily broadcast to Northeast Africa in Arabic. Unfortunately, the frequency is also used at the same time by the Living Water Ministry broadcasting to Northeast Asia from the Philippines with 250 kilowatts and antenna directivity 0 degrees, and that's in Korean on Tuesdays to Thursdays. And Radio Veritas Asia, another Philippine station noted in Europe, 1230 to 1257 on 15225 to Southeast Asia in Kachin, 250 kilowatts, 280 degrees antenna, and 1300 to 1357 on 11850, same transmitter details, to Southeast Asia in Vietnamese. And the Far East Broadcasting Company in Manila, various frequencies heard in Europe in the afternoon period, in Europe that is, 1300 to 1330 on 11825 to Central Asia in Tibetan, with 100 kilowatts, 305 degrees antenna, 1330 to 1400 on 9465 to Central Asia in the Yunnan language, and 1400 to 1430 on 11750 to Central Asia in the Lahu language. And Transworld Radio India via the Tashkent, Uzbekistan relay station, heard by monitors in Europe on 12160 between 1345 and 1400 in Indian languages, and also from 1445 to 1545 in Punjabi. And those languages are not on the air every day. That's 100 kilowatts and the antenna is 131 degrees. Welcome. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.